Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's Andy and Mel, 601. It's going to be hot again today with a lot of wind again today. And that's just the radio show you're listening to.
We're going to be hot and windy.
Okay. We talk a lot sometimes about nothing.
Right. Okay, I guess the wind part, but...
And the hot part was sort of a intentionally sarcastic, cocky comment.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, sometimes it takes a second to get it.
Just double check in.
Okay. So, there's a very important lesson that we can learn today.
I'm waiting.
It's that we now have a guideline of how long to go before we should, or it's advisable to joke about something.
Oh, the whole too soon thing?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Too soon?
Mm-hmm.
Too soon? Well,
now
obviously,
we can say yes or no.
Yeah. Now, obviously, 9/11 is not one of those things you can really, there's not really anything to joke about anyway.
No.
Today, of course, the 11th anniversary. But there are some lesser tragedies that you can joke about. Oh, forgot to fade that out.
Nice.
Yeah. That just kind of ended abruptly, didn't it?
It did.
No, but things that you should, you know, you kind of should probably wait until you start joking about them. Major tragedy, 5 years.
Okay.
So that means in another couple of years, then Michael Jackson jokes are okay again?
I would guess so, okay. Then, according to that rule.
I don't think joking about his death is probably ever okay.
No.
But for something more minor, like someone falling out of a chair.
Yeah.
Perhaps herniating a disc in their back while playing golf.
I started making fun of you right away about that.
Next day is okay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A minor tragedy.
Yeah.
Next day is fine.
Okay.
So, now we have a guideline.
All right.
But 9/11, not something, there's nothing funny there.
Absolutely nothing funny.
No.
No.
Well, there could be.
There could
be? Not it in and of itself. I guess I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's maybe something in there. I'm not talking about the tragedy in and of itself.
Just aftermath stuff, maybe?
Or
the things that happened afterwards?
Like, for instance, country music.
Oh, I know where you're going.
After 9/11.
Gotcha.
Was horribly bad.
But it was paying tribute.
Time to cash in, folks.
Do you think that's
really
what it was?
Let's cash in on people's emotions.
I don't know if it was really that.
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't think they...
There were like a dozen songs written and released right after 9/11. Alan Jackson was one.
Yeah, but I don't know for sure because I don't recall, but weren't part of the proceeds... go to victims and stuff like
that. I hope so.
I think so.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure.
I was doing country at the time, and I just remember, really? Already? The one song that was cool, though, was Brooks and Dunn, Only in America. That came out before it happened.
Yeah.
And the lyrics were so fitting.
Mm-hmm.
But it was written before it ever happened. So it was, and it was upbeat. You know, it wasn't trying to cash in on emotions.
Right.
Of course, I'm sure they re-released it somewhere shortly after.
I don't remember.
And it was actually in the movie World Trade Center.
Oh.
I think it was. Anyway, you remember where you were, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Weren't you giving birth?
No, ultrasound.
Ultrasound, that's what it was.
Close, though. First time I ever saw Quincy was that day.
Yeah. I was watching some of the TV, local TV news before I came in, and half of them were were like in elementary school when it happened. Oh, look, that's right outside our door. They were out there setting up the backpack I saw on my way in this morning.
Where?
Just right on the corner by 229 on Louis.
Let's go say hi.
we could run over there and like throw stuff at Austin Hoffman.
Let's go say hi to Kello.
He'd laugh.
They're out there doing a live thing over by the
station.
We should go.
He's out there all by himself.
Well, let's go talk to him.
No.
I'll bring him some coffee.
No.
Some of our bad coffee that we have here.
I remember I was, I had heard that it happened because I was in, out in the hills at the time, living in Rapid, finishing up college at Black Hill State. And on my way to class that morning, it was about 15, I left about 7 a.m. for an 8 o'clock class. And it happened, it's like the first plane hit, I think, was it's, well, it was 8:40 something.
It was pretty,
in
yeah.
New York City, so yeah. It would have been like 6:40 something in Rapid. And I remember hearing the report on my station that plane hit the World Trade Center. And only one had hit the World Trade Center at that point.
Right.
It was like, oh yeah, that, I immediately thought of back in the, I think it was the 20s or 30s, a plane hit the Empire State Building. I was like, oh yeah, that kind of thing happened before. Didn't think anything of it.
Okay, history buff.
Oh, screw me for having knowledge of history. Okay.
I didn't say that. I was just like, that's
okay.
Very much a history buff thing for
okay.
you to know.
Anyway, I knew that it happened, so I didn't think anything of it. I go to my, it was a Tuesday, so my classes were all an hour and 15 minutes long. And by the time I got out of the class, the World Trade Center was gone. Ran into my buddy Chad and his girlfriend outside, right in between the buildings. And he's like, did you hear what happened? I was like, well, World Trade Center, you got hit by a plane? Yeah. No, it got hit by another one, and they're both buildings are gone. I'm like, what? Like, I did not believe him.
How did you not believe him?
I just couldn't imagine that they collapsed.
That's crazy.
I could not imagine that it actually happened. And then I ran down to the media center right next to the our college radio station where we had like all the VHS VCRs recording things off the
oh yeah
the college broadcast satellite thing. And we had it on CNN on the cable down there and was like, wow.
Yeah, I watched it most of the day, you know, the TV coverage on it, and you just flabbergasted by it. Like, is this really happening? Is
yeah.
that real?
And then
it's very scary.
I tried to call my dad at the Air Guard and he wasn't answering the phone. They were a little busy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so it is the anniversary of 9/11. We're not going to dwell on it all morning, so don't worry, we're not going to bum you out all day with it. There's plenty of other places where you can go. That's not what we do. So we're not going to. We're going to do pretty much our normal show. At 7:40, what time is it?
What time is it right now? It's 6:09 a.m. right now.
Shush. No, it was 7:46 our time.
Oh, okay.
8:46 in New York when the first plane hit. We've got a little something we'll play. But other than that, it's just going to be pretty much our regular show.
Okay.
So, not massive tributes all morning. You know, it's not what we do. I'm uncomfortable doing it anyway. So
we want to have your day.
Yeah. Go. We wanted to send you to work with a smile. Not yeah. going, we'll let the country station do that.
Right.
Or just some of the other morning shows in town. Did I do that?
You did.
I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was awesome.
News is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:23. We're going to top out at 93 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
May your fantasy football team take your mind off your real-life job, finances, sex life, weight gain, and alcohol problem.
That's why I don't play football. Fantasy football.
That's a pretty good one.
I don't want it to affect my alcohol problem.
Yeah, because you have one of those.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the part of the show where we do Today is the Greatest Day I've Ever Known.
Yes.
Obviously, 2001, not a good day.
No.
But I'm still going to do it because that's what we do on our show. And I'm not going to let the terrorists change what I do on my show. So... but it was, of course, on this day in 2001. At 8:46 a.m. and 9:03 a.m., two hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center. Two other suicide flights crashed at the Pentagon and in the woods in Pennsylvania. 2,792 people died in the World Trade Center, 184 in the Pentagon, and 40 heroes in that plane in Pennsylvania. My folks actually saw the memorial out there when they went on their vacation about a year ago, and... it was like you can't get right up to it, but there's an area where they're building a memorial and stuff, and it's really, really cool. But I'm trying to think of the name of the town in Pennsylvania. I can't think of what it is. Anyway, on with Today is the Greatest.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is September 11th, and it is the greatest day I've ever known. But it is not, because Aroldis Chapman is 24 today.
Who?
He's a baseball player.
Okay.
He's 24 today, and he pitches for the Cincinnati Reds, and he threw a 105-mile-an-hour fastball.
Wow.
Recorded in a game. Fastest ever, actually, recorded in a game.
Holy moly.
Yep. Ludacris.
Luda!
Is 35 today. I don't know how to say her first name. Taraji P. Henson is 42 today. She plays Carter on Person of Interest.
Seen
that show?
I have not seen
Jim
yet.
Jim Caviezel. Oh, God. So good.
Okay.
Such a good show. Harry Connick Jr. He's a singer slash actor. 45 today. Tommy Shaw, the guitarist for Styx.
I'm sailing away.
He's 59. Mickey Hart, drummer from the Grateful Dead, is 69. Brian De Palma, he does movies. He's 72. On this day in 1847, Oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me.
Because it came from Alabama with
yeah, I didn't know all the
money.
Words. Was sung for the first time in public.
Oh.
Written by Stephen Stink and Foster. Camptown Races.
Sing this song, doo-da, doo-da.
That's a Tombstone reference.
Oh.
1971, the Tito Jackson and the Jackson 5 cartoon show debuted on ABC.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay.
1974, Little House on the Prairie debuted on TV, starring Michael Landon and Melissa Gilbert.
Oh my God, I watched that show all the time.
1981, Nancy Reagan said, the White House really badly, badly needs China. So she went out and spent $200,000 of our tax dollars on new dishes.
Oh.
1985, Pete Rose broke Ty Cobb's career record with his 4,192nd base hit. The only Hall of Fame Pete Rose is in, the WWE Hall of Fame. He had to dress up in a chicken costume and get pile-driven by Kane to get in. There is no justice. 1987, while a tennis tournament ran overtime, Dan Rather stormed off the set of the CBS Evening News. Tennis coverage ended. Rather was nowhere to be found. So the network went black for 6 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah. On this day in 2002, Nick Nolte was arrested for suspicion.
Drink.
Of drunk driving. Seems he was on a date rape drug. That was that sexy mugshot of him.
Oh, yeah. He looked awesome.
It was that. That was that day. And on this day in, we'll call that good. Today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day, 47 years ago, a musician the likes we have never known made his way onto this planet, I guess. It's his birthday. And remember what Eminem said. Nobody listens to techno!
It's exciting.
He's bald. Well, it's a downer day.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have anything much.
Gotcha.
Moby was about all I had. It was either that or Luda.
What's wrong with Luda?
I probably could have done Luda. But I thought Moby was funnier. Because he's bald.
You have a problem with bald people?
Well, when this song was a hit, he was like, I guess he would have been 37. I guess that's old enough to be bald.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I know some guys that are bald at 23.
Moby's 47 today, and that's why today, September 11th, is Dirt.
Jessica Simpson was on with Katie Couric, and she revealed how much weight she's lost. That's coming up in the Dirt.
It is 628, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:55, up to 93 today. So a survey had people rank body parts by how well they age. Guess what body part came in last in aging?
In aging?
Yeah.
Okay. Eyes?
No. That was second best.
Oh. Boobs.
No, it's none of the dirty parts.
Oh.
Or not that those are dirty, but just...
But they sag first.
None of the fun parts, let's say.
Gosh, I don't even know.
Legs.
Oh, yeah. They get veiny and stuff.
Cankly.
Yeah.
Hair was number four. Three was body shape in general.
Hair because of, like, gray hair? Is that what they're saying?
I guess. I don't know. Eyes was number two. And the thing that ages the best as people get older, smile.
That gets better?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which I kind of agree with. You know, you get some lines. It's
like lines.
I don't think those are unattractive, though.
No.
I don't find those unattractive at all.
I definitely have them. And I have dimples. Right there. Oh, just right there. I don't even know. I don't think I have a dimple over there. You know, when I was a little girl.
You have a lopsided dimple?
No, I don't really have a dimple on it, do I?
Yeah, kind of.
This one, though,
I do. Well, on that side, you have a dimple. On that side, it looks like a wrinkle. Oh, on the inner part, like just outside the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't have one on that side.
But I have one on this side.
Yeah, but yeah. You have them on your cheeks, too. Yeah.
I wanted a dimple so bad when I was younger that I used to sit there with my fingers and smile and hold it in so I would get a dimple.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm not joking.
Question we were talking about earlier. Can men and women be friends? Got a text from 273, or from Stacy. Yes, they can be friends. My best friend is a guy, and we have been besties for 25 years, and not once have I felt attraction, or not once have we felt attraction to each other. We think of each other as brother and sister, and my husband is fine with it, but I always include my spouse in plans that the bestie and I make. Whoever says that men and women can't be friends is just crazy. I don't think they can't be, that it's impossible. I just think it's rare.
Well, then I guess Mike and I are rare.
I don't think it happens a lot.
And I agree where there's that other person that there's no sexual attraction and stuff like that. But Mike and I are best friends. And we went through our divorces at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, we went through a lot of crap at the same time. And we were just kind of that each other's person.
We'll be hitting on that some more throughout the morning. We have got music on the way from Pink. Her latest is next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 642, up to 93 today. Right now, it's 68. Going to be warm today, cool tomorrow. Tomorrow's high is lower than the current temp right now.
That is crazy.
That is crazy and kind of awesome. So, researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire asked men and women to list the pros and cons of having opposite sex friends. 32% said feelings of attraction were a bad thing, while only 6% listed such feelings as a benefit. Women were more likely to describe attraction as a drawback, according to the study. 47% of women age 18 to 23 said attraction was a negative in opposite sex friendships, while 22% of men said the same thing. The study also showed opposite sex friendships can actually harm romantic relationships. 38% of women and 25% of men between the ages of 27 and 50 said jealousy from their romantic partners resulted when attempting to maintain opposite sex friendships at the same time.
I can see how it can be a problem with people.
Yeah.
But I believe that you can have opposite sex friendships. I mean, Mike and I are best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never been an issue with any relationships that we've been in with us being friends.
Mm-hmm. Never?
Never. Not once.
But the thing is, if there is an attraction from one side or the other.
But there isn't with us.
And if there isn't, then that's perfect.
Yeah. And I think that's the way it should be. I don't think that there should be, if there's any kind of sexual attraction whatsoever, I don't think it's going to work.
I also think it's, because like one of my best friends in the world, we met in college, like first day of like move-in day in Thomas Hall at Black Hill State. My friend Misty. And at first I was looking for a girlfriend.
Right.
And then I found out she had a boyfriend who was a loser, but and I almost choked him out one night.
Nice.
But Yeah, it was like for the first, I don't know, like 6 months that we knew each other, I wanted to date her. And so it was like, I don't know. There was some weirdness, at least on my part. She had no idea.
Well, yeah.
But then after that, nah, there was nothing. Because it was like, yeah, you would drive me insane. You know? But I don't know.
You have to be...
I will never say never. There are examples. There's always exceptions to the rule.
Oh, definitely.
Especially if it's like... If it can come up perfectly innocently when one or both people are off the table.
Yeah.
For instance, when you and I met, I was married,
mm-hmm.
and we worked together.
Right.
So in that case, yes. But I don't know. Most of the time, I think it's way too hard.
You have to be very upfront, I think, with the relationship and be like, you know, and let the other person become part of kind of like the hangout group, like when you go hang out. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there will be that jealousy of the partner.
Can women and men be friends and not end up, you know, it either ending badly because one likes the other one or they end up hooking up and then that ruins it?
I think it's seriously, though, like with Mike and I, it's just we're best friends.
Every time you say Mike and I always hear Mike and Ike. I always think of little.
You want to? I could say
Tylenol
my boy bestie.
Candies.
My
no,
boy bestie.
I would prefer you say Mike and
okay.
I.
Okay.
361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Also, there is a poll on our website, hot1047.com.
Very important.
On the front page, there's a picture of Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. That's where the poll is. Go vote on that poll. So we have something to go on. 50-50 right now. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.